the 21st century.
Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk USA, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Is your contractor properly licensed and insured? The Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors proudly presents the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year and America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land, and the host of the show, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Hello, everyone. That's right. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, and this is Home Talk USA, the only home improvement radio show named by WebTalkRadio.us. InfoByte is one of the three most listened to weekend radio home improvement internet shows on air today. Where every listener is a king, but no one wears a crown. We sure hope you stay with us for the next 3 hours. That's right. I will be live here broadcasting on the Genesis Communication Radio Network and also simulcast on the Accent Talk Radio Network and also the Liberty News Radio Network, and also all my internet broadcasting companies that carry Home Talk. If you are a new listener, tell you a little bit about the show. Basically, we are a Q&A show. We invite some of the top home improvement industry experts from around the globe, where we get a chance to ask the questions on pretty much anything that has to do with the home. We do take your live phone calls here at Home Talk USA. If you'd like to join us, it's simple, 1-800-259-5791. The call is free anywhere in the continental USA. Hey, got a great hour. Listen to this. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Ron Laurent with Gilpin Incorporated. We're going to be talking about aluminum fencing and specifically fence installation and the correct ways of how to do and put up fencing. So we're going to have Ron Laurent on the show. Also, we're going to have our friend Eddie Martin from Terminix down in my hometown city of New Orleans, Louisiana. As you know, Terminix is one of the leading manufacturers of pest control and elimination solutions. But we're going to be talking about something that's going on down in the Gulf Coast area, house raising as it pertains to termite protection. So we're going to have Eddie giving us an update on that. As I said, I've got a great show. We sure hope you join us. But we also ask you if you want to go to our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. It is available to you 24/7, 365. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter, Facebook page, and all the great websites that we operate. Got to mention one thing, though. I will be attending the annual weatherization conference in my hometown of New Orleans next week. I'll be there Monday, December 12th through the 14th. And I got some great interviews lined up from some of the top energy-efficient experts from around the globe. So if you're down in the Morial Center, down in the Big Easy, starting Monday, come on by and say hello to the Cajun Contractor. And I'd like to welcome my friend from Terminix, New Orleans, Mr. Eddie Martin. Hey, Eddie, how you doing, my friend?
Doing okay, Michael. Things are moving along. I heard somebody say one time on the radio, well, you know, Congress isn't working today, and that's the best thing that can happen to us because they can't hurt us. about the best thing that can happen with this house-raising thing as far as the termite industry is concerned, that nothing happens between now and the first of the year and see if we can get the state to look at the different situations that are occurring out there and render an opinion, because right now their opinion is once the house is built, we can't treat it adequately. I've seen a couple of different ways of building houses or raising them, the construction. I think some of them can be treated adequately. So that's where we are. It's just like the government. If everything stops, which is probably going to do during the holidays, we may have this mess straightened out right after the first of the year. See what's going on.
Why don't you bring our audience up to date exactly what we're talking about here, and so the audiences understand what we're talking about, is that there's some homes that have to be raised, have to be re-slabbed and raised up to meet certain codes. So, but how does that pertain to the pest control of the termite?
You're
treating and providing, termite protection. So let's just do layman's terms. So just back it up just a little second.
In layman's terms, Road Home right now is has a project going. I don't know the criteria for it, but apparently if your house flooded, slab house, that you can get this thing raised a couple of 3 or 4 feet or something, whatever. But I see it's slab houses we're talking about. Now, we could treat the slab house when they were originally built, because what we did was go in and do a complete chemical barrier on the soil that the house was going to sit on. Okay. So now we're going to come in and we're going to raise that house up several feet. So the process is that, from what I understand, and anybody can help me in the audience that knows, they go in, they start digging, they start cutting off wooden pilings a couple of feet down. They start putting some cinder block, concrete, some 8x8 blocks of concrete or the cylinders of concrete, and they gradually go in here by piling by piling, and then they putting a weight on it, I think, and shoving it down and putting some more blocks gradually till they hit refusal. It's some measurement they have to have. I think it's 1,800 pounds or something, Michael, I've heard. That's really not my business. But now we have a slab house we can crawl under, okay? Because it's several feet up in the air. Now we have to redo our chemical barrier that was basically destroyed with all this digging and everything, you know. And the state says the way, in New Orleans, and I don't know where these specs came from, okay? We put down a concrete wall, and we put the cinder blocks or whatever on top of the concrete wall, right? That's how we built them.
Yeah.
That's what we do. They don't do that. They put these blocks down to build the piers up. Then they pour the concrete around the pier. Well, there's virtually no way to treat that joint, okay? Now, if some of these piers that they're building are hollow, and they're driving these things from understanding on an average like 20 feet underground, and we dump out termite chemical in that hole, it's just falling down 20 feet. We're not doing anything. Now, one contractor says, no, it'll work because, is that break time? They're hollering at us already?
Yeah, there's some music, Eddie. We're going to come back and finish our conversation with Eddie Morton with Terminex. We're talking about house raising as it pertains to pest control, some of the challenges that the pest control industry is going to have, and Eddie's addressing some of these scenarios. So just hang with us. You're listening to Home Talk USA. I am the Cajun Man, the Cajun King. Hey, I was green before green was even cool. We sure hope you stay with us, and please don't forget to support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. I am the Cajun Man, and this is Home Talk USA. Yay!
Excuse me, where can we find countertop surfaces?
Aisle 12.
Thanks.
Sure. Remember, honey, we have to be practical.
We haven't even seen the options yet. Why do you have to spoil my fun?
I'm just saying.
Oh, here we are. Look at all these beautiful patterns.
Look at those disgusting prices.
I've been daydreaming of this kind of look in our kitchen.
I've been having nightmares about trying to afford your daydreams.
Honey.
Can I help you two with anything?
I need a countertop with a lot of style.
That fits our budget.
I think I have just the thing for you. This is the Formica 180 FX collection. It offers big, beautiful stone patterns, but at the price of laminate, it's an affordable surface.
I love it.
Yeah, Formica 180 FX is the best of both worlds. There are 16 styles, so I'll let you two explore.
Here we go again.
Oh, honey, look at this one. And this one.
Designed for all kitchens, this is Formica 180 FX. This is the new realism. Find your dream look at Formica180FX.com.
Good day, Peter Kratchnummel from Midas Resources. Today is December 30th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1568. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,607.52, $803.76 for a half ounce, and $401.88 for a quarter ounce. $1,607.52, $803.76, and $401.88.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Now, according to the Apollo Media Group, the Cajun Contractor and Home Talk USA is now the second most listened to home improvement radio program. And also, in name recognition, I was, I think, number 3 last year. I moved up to number 2 as the most recognizable name in all of home improvements and number 1 in radio. when it comes to name recognition. So we want to thank the Apollo Media Group, and you're welcome to go to their website at apollomedia.org for the rankings. Hey, this segment of Home Talk is sponsored by Formica. That's right. If you're looking to maximize your kitchen style without maxing out your budget, hey, check out the Formica 180 FX collection. Puts the exotic beauty of luxury surfaces within reach. Check them out at Formica180FX.com. All right, we're talking Eddie Martin with Terminex New Orleans. We're talking about, well, Terminex is one of the leading pest control and elimination service companies. Eddie Martin's been on the show for a long time, peeks in once a month, give us some great tips. But he's concerned right now. He's concerned with the house raising that's happening on the Gulf Coast and how termite protection, his company, is trying to deal with that and some of the challenges. And just for the break, Eddie was explaining to us about basically the his concern is a certain protection of the joints that he's not going to be able to basically treat. So, Eddie, I guess what I want to ask is none of these the pest control industry is not consulted with the contractor or construction industry to address this situation. Oh, I don't even think they even realized it.
They didn't even think about it, Michael. That's not, you know, these programs are not from here. You know,
yeah.
I saw the vent holes around a house, and I said, well, do you have enough square inches? Because it's a formula, square inches of ventilation to cubic feet under the house. He said, oh, that's not vent holes. That's to let the water out. Well, okay. You know, our ancestors were smart enough to ventilate the houses because it's so damp down here. But
yep.
One system where the blocks are really hollow, another system where they said they just run the wire through them, another system where the contractor says he uses a block and pin method. Now, I got to go look at these blocks. This could be adequate to keep the termites from getting in through the piers, you say? So
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe if nothing happens by the first of the year, we'll have time to visit with enough contractors, to talk with enough state people that they can come up with some rules and regulations. The one I talked to, he said, oh, Ed, just put a waiver on every pier. A waiver means that we notify a customer we did not treat it adequately. Now, that's not an answer.
No.
But anyway, let me hit a few more things, Michael, before we have to run.
Okay.
As we've mentioned before, squirrels sleep at night. So it's that time of the year where our little furry animals are looking for shelter. And the things that run around at night are the rodents. Again, the bed bug situation is getting worse all over the country. Our office is located between the airport and Causeway Boulevard, right off I-10, and I already put up a fumigation chamber where if someone's concerned that maybe they were in a place that possibly they could have picked up some bed bugs, they can stop off at our office. It's $75 per family, and we'll fumigate their luggage. They can pick it up the next morning, and don't worry about anything. So crazy stuff going on, Michael.
Wow. Eddie, I talked with you off of the air, and I know it's not no concern, but I wanted to address it anyway, and I know my audience would like to know about this. Was about the we had last week a young lady, a chemical manufacturing from the East Coast, brought to us a situation about the stink bugs. We have a lot of affiliates in the Gulf Coast area. Can you address? Now she was addressed in the Northeast, but I'm talking to all the Gulf Coast affiliates that we have. So what's our status with that?
We've had them. We've always had them. Okay. You know, there's certain fruits that they like to attack. One of them's tomatoes. But they've always been here. It may have been as long as I'm 76 years old. And I don't know when we didn't have stink bugs here. So I guess it's been a while, Michael, before my time. Not a problem, other than they are a problem. Nothing new, let's put it like that.
Okay. You know? Yeah, because they have a serious infestation out in the Northeast. And
well, I don't know what they're calling serious.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe they never had them before. Okay?
Yeah.
So what's the definition of serious? That's a tough question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's serious.
Well,
it's serious when it's you. When it's not you, it's not serious.
That's not like, yeah. I tell you, Eddie. Eddie Martin, Terminix. Hey, we only got about a minute and a half. Anything else you want to leave us with?
No, I guess just keep the vigilance, Michael. You know, be careful when spring comes and you're redoing your gardens, as I mentioned before. Your termite barrier around your home is only about 4 inches wide. If you're adding new soil or landscape timbers or whatever you're going to be doing, that 4 inches doesn't belong to you. Because if you try to use it, it's going to end up causing problems. It belongs to your termite company. That's where he works all the time. So that's something that goes on all the time. And a problem, you know, everybody likes to plant flowers in the spring and everything. You know, redo their gardens, right?
Yep. Well, okay, Eddie, that's music, my friend. Well, I tell you, it's been a great half hour. As always, time just flies. But, hey, you're going to be back here next month, and keep us updated about this house-raising issue.
We
just wait till the first of the year. You're going to be back on in January. We want to wish you and Terminix a great holiday season, blessed holiday season. Hey, and see you in 2012. Eddie Martin, Terminix, thank you, my friend.
Au revoir, Michael.
Au revoir. Bonne la légion. Eddie Martin, Terminix. Check them out. TerminixNO.com. That's TerminixNO.com. Hey, we're going to come back with Ryan Laurent with Gilpen. We're going to talk a little aluminum fencing, GilpenInc.com. This is the contractor, the Cajun Man. Don't forget to support Unipet, hardware stores, and garden centers. I'm the Cajun Contractor, and this is Home Talk USA. Yay!
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have windows that are very hard to open or close? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Windows, especially friction fit ones, are supposed to be tight. That's how they seal against a cold. But to help them open and close easy, rub candle wax on the edges and other moving parts of the window. Don't use WD-40 because they won't stay up. The wax will last longer and not get gummy as oil will. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, I want to welcome you back. This segment to Home Talk USA is sponsored by the International Association of Plumbing Mechanical Officials, IATMO, they are the largest plumbing code certification and training organization who has been protecting the public's health and well-being for over 85 years. To learn more, go to IATMO.org. When you check out our websites, we sure hope you go to HometalkUSA.com's website. When you're there, you can sign up for our weekly newsletter, my Facebook page. We have our monthly online poll that you can participate in, plus all the websites that we operate to help support this show, like my home hardware store, The Handy City, at TheHandyCity.com. So we want to help you. Got some great products, and all these products are endorsed by me personally. So, all right. My next guest, he's no stranger to Home Talk. His name is Ron Laurent. He is with Gilpin Incorporated, one of the leading manufacturers of aluminum fencing products and accessories. We're going to be talking, we're going to be adding a little different twist. Every time Ron Laurent's on the show, we talk about aluminum fencing materials. But we're going to talk about aluminum fence installation. And now I'd like to welcome to the show Ron Laurent with Gilpin. Hey, Ron, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Michael. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, Mo saying if life was any better, I'd be scared to wake up in the morning. But Ron, hey, every time you've been on the show, you know, we've talked about the materials.
Right.
And we've gotten a lot of emails and say, hey, King, you know, hey, one thing about having some good fencing materials, but we want to see if we want to like to learn a little bit more about the install process. So with that being said, I'd like to discuss aluminum fence insulation. Now, Ron, can you tell us about the Gilpin aluminum fence and a little bit about how can it be installed?
Well, certainly. We produce our aluminum fence, all the different products with slight variations, allowing for two different installation methods. We offer a punched post system that would require an installer to place a post into a hole and then insert the cross rails of the panel into the pre-punched holes of that post. We also offer a blank post system that would require the use of brackets to connect the panel to the post. Both these methods offer benefits to the installer, and both methods carry different costs for the consumer as well.
Now, what do you mean by punch post system? That's a term that I've just learned about as a contractor, and maybe you can tell my audience.
Well, I'm not sure that punched post is a term that's very widespread in the industry. It's kind of how I refer to the post. But we produce different styles of fence, and some of those styles will have three cross rails. Some will have four. The cross rails are built into the pre-built panel section, and they protrude past the first and the last pickets. They'll insert into a pre-punched hole in the post and be secured into place using a self-tapping tech screw.
That makes sense. Now, Now, are there advantages or disadvantages, say, using a pre-punched post, though?
Well, the punched post offers the advantage of quicker installation. As the post is placed into the post hole, the panel can be slipped into the pre-punched holes and held by a set screw. Since the posts are pre-punched, they do need to be ordered for their specific use, such as end, line, or corner post, or gate post. For instance, a line post is punched on both sides to allow for a continuing line or run of panels. And an end post is punched on one side, and it is to be used to terminate the run. So one disadvantage to this system is that the post must be used for its specific purpose. An extra line post, for instance, can't be used as an end post if it happens to be needed to be used that way. You'd have to order another end post. So in the planning stage, it's very important to address each type of post as to the use within the project.
We got about a couple minutes. I think I can get this question in. I just want to take it a little further. Now, okay, how would the punch post system really affect the installation method, though?
Okay. Well, first, the layout of the fence project would have to be determined. That's very standard practice, doing the layout first. The post positioning will be established, and the post holes will be drilled at a spacing of 6 foot on center by using a post auger. Sometimes in a tight space, though, a hole still needs to be dug by hand. Next, the appropriate post, whether it be an end or a line or a corner post, can be placed preliminarily into that hole as required by the layout. Then a string line will be set in place from the beginning of the run to the end. This will help the installer keep the panel height consistent and level. The installer then begins the run at the end post and inserts the panel. He sets the panel in place with a tech screw and moves down the line, working with post, then panel, until you reach the end of the run.
You reach the end run. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
So the end of the run will be determined by perhaps an end post or a corner. Corner post will change the direction, and then perhaps another string will have to be run to keep that one in line. You have to also consider your gate. So you'd end with a gate post or an end post or a corner post. So there's different ways of finishing the run.
All right, when I come back, though, I want to find out if this completes the installation, though. Okay, so hold
Certainly.
On right there. There's the music. Got to take a short time out, hear from some of our great sponsors. We invite you to go to our website at hometalkusa.com. That's where we list all our sponsors. You can check out the partners link. Just click right there. These are all the great companies that support this show. And without them, there'd definitely be no Cajun Contractor and definitely be no Home Talk. All right, we're going to come right back. But, hey, before I let you go, again, don't forget to support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. I am the Cajun Contractor, and you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Yay! Y'all come back now. You hear?
This is an important announcement from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. The purpose of the board is to regulate the contractors who perform construction projects. These include commercial buildings, residential homes, home improvements, industrial plants, maintenance contracts, and mold remediation, which is covered under Louisiana Revised Statutes 37, Sections 2150 through 2192. The Louisiana Legislature passed Act 725 in the 2008 session, which affects electrical and mechanical contractors. Act 725 will require licensure for electrical and mechanical contractors when the cost of a project exceeds $10,000. This act shall become effective on January 1, 2009. Grandfathering will apply for those who meet certain requirements. Remember to always hire a Louisiana State licensed or registered contractor to protect your construction project. For questions, please call 1-800-256-1392 or visit the website at www.lslbc.louisiana.gov. Spell out Louisiana.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. This segment, the Home Talk USA, is sponsored by Flame Engineering. That's right, manufacturers of the Red Dragon line of propane torches, the most popular weed-burning propane torch in America, flameengineering.com. Did you know that you can do all your Google searches on Home Talk USA? That's right, you can search the information highway on our website due to our partnership with Google. We invite you to go to HomeTalkUSA.com, look to the top left of the website. You're going to see the Google custom search bar. Hey, just type in the information that you're looking for. So we sure hope you use the HomeTalkUSA.com website. I also want to mention we did pass a milestone. This year we just passed the 3 millionth hit mark on our website for 2011, and it's well, according to the Alexa website information service, HomeTalkUSA.com is now the second most visited website when it comes to home improvement information and education. 3 million hits. I want to thank you tremendously for making Home Talk USA a very, very success in 2011. Continue using it. And, we're talking to Ron Laurent with Gilpin Incorporated, one of the leading manufacturers of aluminum fencing materials and accessories. But, hey, we're not talking about materials today. We're talking about fence installation. Some great tips, some great advice. And just for the break, Ron was explaining some things about the punch post system. But let me ask you this. You explained so far about the installation. Now, does that complete the installation, which you was explaining just before the break?
Well, not necessarily. After the post and panels are connected all along the full length of the run, you will have to set all the panels in place with the tech screws that we provide, and then the concrete mix will have to be poured into the holes. Now, there are a couple of schools of thought on how to do that. The concrete can be added after the fence has been completely assembled down the full run, or it can be added to the holes as you go. Either way, it can work. So sometimes when you have several people, a crew, doing the work, you may want a couple of the guys mixing the concrete, others assembling the fence. And then finally, the post may need to be tapped up or down to keep the cross rails level with the string line. When you run the string line and you put the panels into the post and secure them in place, you may see, of course, some fluctuation with the ground or the level of the hole. So you pour the concrete in, and as that starts to set, you've got enough time to do this. As the concrete starts to set, you tap the fence post by way of the panel. You tap that up to get a little higher to get even with the string line, or you tap the cap of the post down to get the rails in line with the string line. So you do have to do that adjustment to complete that installation.
Now, I was wondering, what are some of the difference between, say, the blank post system and what you talked about, the punch post system?
Okay, well, the fence panels themselves are the same. The cross rails of each section still protrude past the outside pickets, but instead of inserting the cross rails into the holes of the post, they'll be inserted into a bracket. The bracket is secured to the post, and the panel is secured to the bracket between the two posts as they're set into the holes. So it's just a little bit different system.
Now, is there an advantage to using the blank post system, or say over the punch post system, Ron?
Well, the biggest advantage is within the posts themselves. The blank post can be used in any position within the fence layout. The end, the line, the corner posts are not predetermined. So if a post needed to be switched to another position throughout the layout, it could be done without any issue at all. And another advantage to using the blank post with brackets is the visual strength that it provides. The brackets overlap the cross rails and look like a powerful connector. They're a little bit more bulky than the punch post system. I really can't say which method is actually stronger. They're both adequate. They both pass the testing. But the bracket system gives that visual look as if it is stronger, and a lot of people like that look.
I don't have time enough to ask you another question. We've got to take a short break. Got to take a quick time out here at Home Talk USA. So hold on right there. But when we come back, I really would like to know if there's any disadvantage maybe might be there to
okay.
that blank post system you talk about. Maybe we can address that when I get back off the break. Okay, my friend?
Yep.
All right, we're going to come back. Don't forget, Home Talk on Demand, 24-7, 365. If you miss our live broadcast we're doing the weekend, you can catch Home Talk USA each day, every day, providing you the best in home improvement information and education. And before we take the break, please, please, don't forget to support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. I am the Cajun Man, and you're listening to Home Talk USA. Yahee!
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Pete is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite experts.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, I want to welcome you back to the only home improvement radio show named by WebTalkRadio.us on for Byte as one of the 3 most listened to weekend radio internet shows on air today. Every listener is a king, but no one wears a crown. And also, according to the Apollo Media Group, Home Talk USA Home Improvement Radio Show is now number 2 most listened to weekend radio home improvement industry broadcast on the air today. And you can check out the rankings at apollomedia.org. And this segment to Home Talk, though, is sponsored by JM Carbon. That's right, polyurethane spray foam insulation. Check them out at carbon.com. We're talking to Ron Laurent, having a great conversation about aluminum fencing installation. As you know, Gilpin Incorporated is one of the leading manufacturers of aluminum fencing products. But we're talking installation, and that's what we've been discussing. But, Ron, I just wanted to ask you this. You were talking about this blank post system. I mean, are there any disadvantages might there be to that blank post system you was talking about?
Well, one thing that may be a concern to some people is the additional cost that using brackets would add to the project. When you consider that each panel will use 6 or 8 brackets, and a job may consist of 10 or more panels, it's not hard to see how the cost might add up quickly. In addition to the added cost, the installation time will increase. Each bracket consists of 2 attachment screws and 1 panel set screw, so more time will be required when you install the panels. But maybe those are not disadvantages to some people, and like I said, a lot of people like that powerful look of the brackets, and they may feel that it's well worth the time. So, you know, it does sell, and a lot of people like it for the look that it provides.
Now, we only got about a minute left, but I understand you don't have just aluminum fence products. That you
correct.
Have steel fence products. Am I correct?
Yes, we produce a steel line of fencing products, and about 5 different styles with a lot of different heights and options available. The steel fence is only available in the blank post system, so brackets are required for that. But that steel has a rugged look, and wrought iron can last for decades, so it's very well worth it.
Ron, we're out of time. Give us that website to learn some information about Gilpin's fence products.
Yes, that website is www.gilpininc.com, GILPININC.com.
Well, Ron, we want to thank you. I know you're going to peek in next month and give us some more tips.
I sure will.
Fencing and fencing products and insulation. Thank you. Ron Laurent, Gilpin Incorporated. Check them out.
You're quite welcome, Gilpin Michael.
Inc.com. Thank you. All right. Wow. This hour has flown by. We got 1 in the can and 2 to go. And we sure hope you stay with us. We have a lot of topics where we're going to be interviewing some of the top home improvement industry experts from around the globe. I'm the Cage Man, and you're listening to...
Mold and mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.